USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden is weak.
President Trump taking direct aim last night at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
The president there accepting his party's nomination from the South Lawn of the White House. A civil rights march in Washington, D.C. today is expected to draw tens of thousands of people on this 57th anniversary of the March on Washington when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. The event will take place on the steps in front of the Lincoln Memorial, just as it did in 1963. Hurricane Laura is still spreading devastation across Louisiana. At least six people have been killed by the storm. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
A 17-year-old accused of shooting three people, killing two of them during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has formally been charged with two counts of homicide, as well as charges of attempted homicide and reckless endangerment. They say that Kyle Rittenhouse is from Illinois, but he's told police he was in Kenosha, hoping to protect businesses during protests over the weekend police shooting of Jacob Blake. Top Trump advisor Jared Kushner says the administration is proud of how it's responded to the pandemic. Kushner says the virus is about people's well-being and not about politics.
I just don't think it's helpful to the public for people to be politicizing this. You have people who are dying. You have a lot of hardship. You have people who have lost jobs. You have people who are scared. And quite frankly, I think a lot of the political division that is being caused by people who are criticizing the response is creating more division.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is stepping down from that post because of health issues. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Russia is now blaming the United States for a tense confrontation in Syria in which Russian military vehicles and helicopters surrounded U.S. armored vehicles, leaving a number of U.S. troops injured. The White House National Security Council said in a statement that Russian vehicles struck a U.S. mine-resistant all-terrain vehicle, causing injuries to the vehicle's crew. A U.S. military official said that Russian forces were operating inside a designated security zone that they had agreed to stay out of. There have been many encounters between Russian and U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. Some have been tense, but the official said the incident earlier this week was the first time an American troop was injured in such a confrontation. The injuries were minor, but the U.S. officials call the Russian forces' actions reckless. For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched the new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.